It's Dean Richards Entertainment News Now, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design.
Oh,
and
aren't you romantic?
Oh, that's me, Mr. Romance.
That's the music that I like to play. I don't know if I would stroll the lake in this weather, but in the spring or summertime, I like strolling the lake and dodging the dead alewives that are have beached themselves.
Oh, that's pretty romantic, too. Now, I don't have your list of what you're going to talk about today, because I guess you're angry that President Biden preempted you yesterday, so you're not communicating with us anymore. Is that it?
I'm very temperamental and touchy, as you know, when there are, the presidents, world leaders like to speak. Let's get our priorities straight.
Sure.
Entertainment reports or national stories.
What's the big headline we all should be concerned about today?
Well, late night TV got hit again by COVID-19. Jimmy Fallon has had it now. Seth Meyers is still out with it. And yesterday, James Corden announced that he has tested positive for COVID-19. So his show now is going to be shut down until at least January the 18th, but he says he feels fine. He was vaccinated and boosted and, feels okay, but doesn't want to spread it around anymore. We also had yesterday the word that one of the most acclaimed movie directors, Peter Bogdanovich, had passed away. He gave us The Last Picture Show that got 8 Academy Award nominations. It actually won 2 of them. Gave us What's Up, Doc, and Paper Moon, and Daisy Miller, and so many other movies. Very interesting life of, being compared to some of the greatest directors of all time, and then falling on the hardest of times, declaring bankruptcy, shambles of a personal life, but still delivered lots of good movies, and also was one of the few directors that also like to appear on camera as well.
Yeah, he was great in The Sopranos.
He was the therapist to James Gandolfini's therapist, Lorraine Bracco's therapist in The Sopranos, but had lots of acting roles through the years. He was regarded as a fantastic film historian. The Oscar-winning director Guillermo del Toro called him a champion of cinema, and he died yesterday after complications from Parkinson's disease. He was 82 years old.
I guess every day now you're getting more cancellations, and it looked for a while like a lot of these big concert acts would be appearing this year, but now you have to wonder, are they pushing everything back 6 months or another year?
Yeah, a lot of the shows are being pushed back until summertime now. Some are being pushed back even further than that. Although, there have been a couple of concerts that have just been announced. The Eagles are going to do the entire Hotel California album live. Not on tour, but they're going to be in Detroit, not that far away. I mean, to see the Eagles do Hotel California, I think is worth a road trip. That's going to be happening sometime in the spring. And Bob, just for a little perspective here, for a minute when you were playing that song to open up the segment today, I thought you were playing Elvis's Memories, the beautiful song that he did, because the beginning of the song sounds just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow would have been the 87th birthday for Elvis Presley. What would an 87-year-old Elvis Presley have been like? I often think that of some of our, artists that die young, the Marilyn Monroes, the James Deans. Elvis Presley died when he was 42. What would he be like as 87 years old? I can only imagine. But, the tributes to Elvis continue. There's going to be a big one going on at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond tomorrow with Elvis stylist. I guess they don't like to be called impersonators anymore. Elvis tribute artist,
right?
Stylist. His name is Sean Clush. He looks exactly like a young Elvis. So, if you're a fan interested in going to the Horseshoe in Hammond tomorrow night, That show is going to be going on.
We'll get to Dean's picks for what to watch over the weekend. I guess we're back to quarantainment again, aren't we? We'll do that in a minute here. Sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Here are some 817 updates. First, starting with the weather. Sad news about a former Chicago Tribune employee.
Yeah, we're sad to hear the news that Michael Wilmington has passed away. Michael succeeded Gene Siskel as the primary film critic for the Tribune back in 1993. He came to us after 6 years at the LA Times as their chief film critic. He had big shoes to fill coming in after Gene Siskel and was highly regarded as a very thoughtful, well-spoken critic. He, you know, stayed with the Tribune for quite some time, took care of his mom when he left the Tribune, and he died recently, complications of Parkinson's disease. Was on my show many times talking, talking about movies through the years. A brilliant, brilliant man, and very nice man, and we're very sorry. Send our condolences to his friends and family.
Dean, do you like any of the new movies out this weekend?
For the most part, well, I guess half and half is okay for a checklist. There's a new movie which is kind of like a, I would call it like a Mission Impossible or a Bourne Identity, you know, that kind of action movie. But the twist on this is that the primary cast are all female. This was the brainchild of one of the film's stars, who is also the executive producer of the movie, Jessica Chastain. She, Penelope Cruz, Lupita Nyong'o, Diane Kruger, and Fan Bingbing, who is one of the biggest stars in China, all are, you know, operatives, intelligence operatives trying to save the world. It's an interesting twist, and there's kind of a freshness to, you know, seeing this fresh blood as the new butt kickers in the world. But honestly, there's not a whole lot that's, you know, terribly original in this movie. It was okay. It was, you know, perfectly entertaining. I gave it a Dean's List B. And that one is in theaters only. So, you know, if you are still not comfortable going to theaters, and a lot of people aren't right now, you're going to have to wait for a little while till that one comes out. Bruce Willis also has a new movie that has come out. And this one, it's called American Siege. It's set in a small town. It's 10 years after the disappearance of a teenage girl. Her boyfriend has spent the last 10 years in jail and is now out and is seeking revenge and the truth about what has happened in to his girlfriend. Bruce Willis is kind of the you know, the sheriff in the town, who is lazy and corrupt and kind of on the payroll of people who may have answers to what may have happened. It's a revenge thriller that is another one that really doesn't offer up anything new. But even worse, the dialogue and the performances here are so uninspired. It's really, I found it a little on the boring side. Gave it a Dean's List D. That one is in select theaters and will be coming to streaming platforms next week. But that's really about it that's out there right now for new movies. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got all kinds of theaters that have shut down. We were talking about this while you were busy listening to President Biden yesterday during this segment. I went ahead and did my segment anyway, just, you know, for myself.
It's practice, good practice.
It's good. I did a practice episode.
Sure.
And, you know, yesterday we were talking about a bunch of theaters that are closed. The Goodman's the production that they have coming up is being put on hold. The production that was being put on by the Lyric Opera at the Goodman Owen Theater has been put on hold. The Raven Theater has put their production on hold. I guess the big one that came out yesterday was Moulin Rouge, which was set to open in February. That now has been pushed back to a March opening now. So if you were planning on going to any theater now, definitely check with the venues, not only for their COVID protocols to see what's going on, but just to make sure that the theaters are still open, because as is the case with so many businesses, so many families, so much everywhere, people are testing positive for COVID all over the place now. Mm-hmm. So check before you go out any place. I will say that this is the final weekend for the current cast of Teatro Zinzani, which is has been back up and running ever since things opened up again. Their current cast will play their final show there Sunday night, and the show's going to close down for a few weeks and reopen again at the end of January. So there are some things to do this weekend if you're, you know, willing to go outside.
I read that number one on Netflix now is the movie Don't Look Up. Have you had a chance to see that?
I did. I liked it. I didn't love it. It's Leonardo DiCaprio and Meryl Streep. It's just, you know, dripping with stars all over the place. It's kind of a comedy. It's kind of a social commentary. I think that it's just okay. You know, as movies go, I've been concentrating on the movies that are in the theaters lately, because that's where I thought everything was headed, and that's very definitely changed again.
Yeah, it was for a while.
Yeah, we're back to I think people are planning on watching a bunch of inside stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be my big watch for the weekend. I'm going to be watching this new Reno 911 movie, The Hunt for QAnon, it's the old cast from the TV show Reno 911. That's the kind of intellectual weekend that I'm going to be spending, because we're going to be talking with Thomas Lennon from the show next week. So I want to be up on my see how he's doing with all that.
Well, they've canceled the award shows, but not the the music that plays
right.
People off. Sorry about that,
Dean. That's okay.
have a good weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.